current. Listen to the music, listen to the orchestra, listen to the piano.
I just needed to play that. Four Questions featuring Dr. Cornel West and Arturo O'Farrell, the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, taking you all back to some, moving on to some reggae conscious music. Robert Nesta Mali, Ride, Natty Ride. Let us know where you're listening from, 412-499-5000.
Got to fulfill that mission, yeah. To see his hurt will be their greatest ambition, yeah. But we will.
Big ups to my Ethiopian listeners in Shashaman, my Jamaicans, my Caribbean massive. Reggae music, music that represents the struggle.
Sorrow, yeah. All in all, you see, I want is
Robert Nestemale. It's that time of the show where we call it the end. What we're going to be back next week. Back to back, Robert Nestemale. We did an African tour. We did some rumba. We did some Afro beats. We actually did some Afro house. We also did hip life. Oh my goodness. We're so rejuvenated from our trip and our break. 2022 is going to be a great year of Temple Sounds, the culture show. And us, right here on my walking radio, I want to say thank you very much for your support. Our listeners on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh. It's your man, the Doctor, Kenya Oscar Ridoli. Until next week, adios. Peace. We are the children of the Ironman. Africa, unite. Africa, unite. Unite for the benefit of your people. Unite for it's greater than anything. Unite for the benefit of your children. Unite for it's greater than anything. Africa, awake, it's creators. Africa, 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 Africa.
I mean, they made it so quick.
I get it. It's an important decision. It may help to know that these vaccines were the most tested in history.
Yeah, but don't the shots give you COVID-19?
No, none of the vaccines contain the live virus, and it's impossible to get it from the vaccine.
And the side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall, then blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Mansabar. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. Priest, why I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Sodom used on lot. I am the poor, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mark. Thanks a lot. You think he's having me, but he's not.
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark.
Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now shake you. Ooh.
Magna Pop wrapping up that set of music with their song Favorite Writer here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before that, some classic Big Star. But then again, in my opinion, I think most Big Star is classic Big Star, right? Am I right? Let's vote on that. But anyway, before the voting takes place, that was their song 13. Also played Luna. Luna doing Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine and start off the entire set with some Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because indeed, my name is Paul, but the show called Viva La Mock. So some people call me the Mockster, so I guess my name is Mock, and it comes to you on this very frequency. Or web stream. So it's not really the frequency or URL. That's it. Or URL each and every week at this very time. And I appreciate you tuning in and just hanging out with me as I'm playing music, just reaching into the archives and what's stuck in my head. And I've been humming all week and I'm playing it for you. So let's continue that. Why not? Because I've got time to fill and music lined up and stacks of records and CDs and all this stuff all around me. So let's make it happen. Would you believe it was 20 years ago when the debut album from The Strokes came out? Would you believe that? I know. We're all getting old, but some of us are doing it more gracefully than others.
They led me straight from my mother to a cell in the tombs. I fed on cellmates' dreams that gave me fine ideas. When they cut me loose, that term had served me well. I made allies in heaven, I made comrades in hell. I was a Catholic child. The blood ran red, the blood ran white. And drop to their knees. When I enter a church, the feet of statues bleed. I understand the fate of all my enemies. Just like Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. 'Cause I'm a Catholic boy, redeemed through pain, not through joy. I watch the sweetest psalm stolen by a choir. I dream of martyrs' bones hanging from a wire. Touch me now. I got every sacrament behind me. I got baptism. I got communion. I got penance. I got extreme unction. I've got confirmation. 'Cause I'm a Catholic child. When the blood ran red, the blood ran wild. And now I'm a Catholic man. I put my tongue to the rail whenever I can. Shouldn't be alone.
shield against the coming crisis. See what drops and see what rises. Watch out for the falling prices. Stripped away so you could hardly tell.
My Midnight, that is Steve Wynn with Nothing But the Shell here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, some Fauntleroys. Yeah, a band featuring Alejandro Escovedo, Ivan Julian, Nicholas Tremolin, and Steve's wife, Linda Pittman, on drums. Them doing their song, Suck My Heart Out with a Straw, from the Below the Red Pony release that came out a few years back. Jim Carroll, speaking of some New York gritty rock and roll, Jim Carroll and Catholic boy for you, and well, I guess we're talking about New York gritty rock and roll. Strokes do kind of fall into there. They're more of the I would say modern day, but that song came out 20 years ago, so I guess they're not as modern day as the Mockster thinks. Last Night, from the Is This It LP, from the Strokes, starting off that entire set. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you for tuning in to my program called Viva La Mock. Don't forget, you can pull up a chair, because it's breakfast for dinner, which is an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. It's power pop, it's punk, it's jangle pop, it's psychedelic. What, is it the Viva La Mock show? No, it's breakfast for dinner. It's anything that feeds the mind, and Chris has it for you each and every Sunday night at 10 p.m. here on WRCT. Just want to make sure you're aware of that. So what else should I make you aware of? I don't even know. Oh, how about a fun fact? You want a fun fact? Just, you know, let's throw out fun fact number one of the day. Maybe it's number four. I don't know. Maybe I've already thrown a couple out. Did you know that David Lowery and Johnny Hickman, they're both in a band called Cracker. Would you believe they were born? Well, no, I should say they share a birthday. They were born 4 years apart. But, you know, so why not play some Cracker? Because I learn fun things and I just want to play some music for you.
We're lucky number seven passed me by. Lucky number seven called my name and passed on by. Well, he came back, don't you know, with his brother six in tow. And that's how number 13 wound up at my side. And that's how I got these lonesome Johnny blues. How I got these lonesome Johnny blues.
my drive. Grand Reaper pulled his little old Chevrolet right up into the goddamn drive. So John, I haven't come for you, but I want someone who's dear to you, and the price you pay is to remain alive and stay here with these lonesome Johnny Blues. Stay here with these lonesome Johnny Blues. With lonesome Johnny Blues, and there's nothing I can do except sing this sad old weary lonesome Johnny Blues. Sack the place for cash, and he wound up taking much more than I own. And he left me with these lonesome Johnny Blues. Left me with these lonesome Johnny Blues. With the lonesome Johnny Blues, and there's nothing I can do except sing these sad old weary lonesome Johnny Blues. Johnny Blues, sad old weary lonesome Johnny Blues. Johnny Blues.
Oh,
Wrapping up that set of music with Mr. Spaceman here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, Gladys out of Lexington, Kentucky, from their second and final album with Here Lie the Bones. Kind of a timely song to play, you know, Willard Scott. Yeah, hopefully you were listening. Old 97, speaking of listening, from the Too Far to Care album, Old 97s and West Texas Teardrops and Crackers started off that entire set. From Kerosene Hat, went back to that album for Lonesome Johnny Blues. It gets us to where we are now. We're about, let's say, 22 minutes before the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. And I want to remind you, when I play things like The Birds and I kind of go way, way back, I want to remind you, do you remember what like Top 40 radio sounded like back in the 60s? Or maybe the 70s? Or the 80s? Yeah. I don't know. Most of us don't. Most of us don't. But you know who does? Jay Thurber does. Yeah. Say, okay, Gen Xer. Yeah. Say that three times fast, which isn't too hard. I'm just asking you to say it three times fast. You can actually join Jay Thurber. He's got a program called Radio 9. It happens on this very frequency each and every Saturday starting at noon. What are you going to find? You're going to find a mix of oldies. He's going to throw in some new stuff. And, a lot of snark. There is a lot of snark in there. So if you're looking for a good snark show, Radio 9 is the show for you. And also, that's all I'm going to tell you for now. I got more stuff to tell you, but I have more music to get into. And speaking of Radio 9 and oldies and snark, well, how about just let's go back and give you an oldie.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out to run my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you pulled up the 104, my phone got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Like a torn lead, 110 and a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Take the last train to Clarksville. on the little school girl. I cannot come home with, I cannot come home with you. Tell your mother and your papa I once was a schoolboy too. Sometimes I don't know why, sometimes I don't know why, or why to do well, or why to do well to do. Well, I don't want to hurt your feelings or even get mad.
Doing their version of the Ian and Sylvia classic, You Are On My Mind, here on the Viva La Mock radio program. We Five, if you did not know this, started back in their high school days, and Michael Stewart, who was one of the founding members, his older brother John Stewart was a member of the Kingston Trio. Yeah, how about that? So how about before that, some Rod Stewart. I pulled his very first single, released back in 1964, Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl. Played the Monkees in there as well. Their very first single as well, Last Train to Clarksville, that was released back in 1966. And I mentioned John Stewart just a mere seconds ago. John, yeah, he wrote Daydream Believer. Yes, he did. But and Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, who wrote it all, apparently. Chuck Berry with Maybelline started off that entire set. As we are coming close to the top of the hour, but don't worry, I'm still here hanging out with you, playing some music, and plan on continuing beyond the top of the hour. God willing. What else should I tell you? I had a bunch of stuff. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. I was going to remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Now, did you know that 22 Americans, they die each day waiting for an organ transplant, and most of them are for kidneys? Now, the good news is that MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that. They link organ donors with people in need of organs, like kidneys and such. So now here's the good part. You don't actually have to donate your kidney or one of your organs to be a part of this. You can actually donate your boat or maybe a car, or you've got some real estate, and you get a great tax deduction, and you help to save lives. If you visit MatchingDonors.com, you can find out more information or call 1-800-385-0422. This message brought to you by MatchingDonors.com and your good friends here at 88.3 FM. WRCT. Now, if you're listening to my show recently, you might have heard me. I played a cover of the next song, which is once again another cover because it was right around this time. What was it again? 30 years ago, the single dropped. The first single off of Nirvana's Nevermind album dropped, and well, history was made. So why not reverse the tables? Because Nirvana then later on their acoustic album had a minor hit with the Meat Puppets' Lake of Fire. So why not play the Meat Puppets doing a Nirvana song?
Load up, I'm gone. Bring your friend. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard and self-assured. Well, now I know the dirty word. Hello, 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 hello. Hello.
Lights out, this was dangerous. Here we are now. baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Alright. You ain't got no right, no, no you don't. Ought to be so exciting. Won't need bright lights, no, no we won't. Make our own lightning. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to prove me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
Oh.
She got the way to prove me.
No, won't tell a soul we're gone to. Girl,
killed like this.
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they gonna know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming online at wrct.org.
I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of necktie parties we hold out here in the West. And the kind where the horse runs from underneath the guest of honor is the kind I like the best. And the side ain't rumored to be very pretty to see a man hang from a tree. You know everybody turns their heads so as not to look. Everybody except me. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I came to this town almost 15 years ago, and I've been here since that time. But it's just been in the past 5 years or so that I've had this job of mine. For 5 years ago, some outlaws killed my wife and children. That had its effect on my mind. So when the sheriff offered me the dreaded job of hangman, I said, that suits me fine. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. Care what you hear from some prophet or some preacher, 'cause I know that revenge is sweet. And I can't help but grin at every single outlaw when all of a sudden there's no horse under his feet. And you probably think I'm strange, you might think that I'm disgusting, but it's my job, I handle it with pride. I've nothing left to live for since the passing of my family. My heart died with them, so did my mind. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I'm the guy who slaps the horse,